violent crime decreased in the United States in 2023. A new report from the Federal Bureau of Investigation says. The FBI released its report Monday. The report shows violent crime dropped an estimated 3% in 2023 from the year before. Murders dropped almost 12%. Here is what the Associated Press said about the FBI report. Crime increased sharply during the coronavirus pandemic, with homicides increasing by nearly 30% in 2020 from the year before. That was the largest one-year increase since the FBI began keeping records. Experts said possible reasons for the rise include the huge disruption of the pandemic, gun violence, worries about the economy, and intense stress. The FBI data show that in 2022, violent crime across the U.S. decreased to levels near those before the pandemic. Crime continued to decrease last year from 377 violent crimes per 100,000 people in 2022 to 364 per 100,000 people in 2023. Deputy Assistant Director Brian Griffith of the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Services Division said that rate is a little higher than the 2019 rate. Are we looking at crime rates at a return to pre-pandemic levels? I think a reasonable person would look at that and say, yes, that's what has happened, Griffith told the AP. The largest cities, those with populations of 1 million or more, recorded the biggest drop in violent crime at almost 7%. Agencies in communities of 250,000 to almost 500,000 people reported an increase of 0.3% between 2022 and 2023. Rape decreased more than 9%, while aggravated assault decreased nearly 3%. Overall, property crime decreased 2%, but automobile stealing increased 13%. There were about 319 motor vehicle thefts per 100,000 people in 2023. That was the largest increase since 2007. The FBI collects data through its Uniform Crime Reporting Program. Not all law enforcement agencies in the U.S. take part in the reporting. The 2023 report is based on data from more than 16,000 agencies, or more than 85% of those agencies in the FBI's program. The agencies included in the report protect almost 316 million people across America. And every agency with at least 1 million people in its jurisdiction provided a full year of data to the FBI, the report said. What you're not seeing in that number are a lot of very small agencies, Griffith said. The FBI's findings are similar to the findings of the independent nonprofit group Council on Criminal Justice, based in Washington, D.C. Earlier this year, it examined crime rates across 39 U.S. cities. The group said that most violent crimes are at or below 2019 levels. It said that there were 13% fewer homicides across 29 cities that provided data during the first half of 2024 compared to the same period in 2023. Another Justice Department report, the National Crime Victimization Survey, was released earlier this month. It said that the violent crime victimization rate rose from about 16 per 1,000 people in 2020 to 22.5 last year. The report said that the rate last year was not statistically different from the rate in 2019. It said the rate has dropped a lot since the 1990s. The FBI report and the Crime Victimization Survey use different study methods and collect different kinds of information. The Victimization Survey is carried out every year. It questions about 240,000 people. The FBI's data only includes crimes reported to police. The victimization study aims to record crimes that people did not report to police. The victimization survey does not include data on murder or crimes against children under 12 years old. I'm Katie Weaver.